Good day, listeners. I am your host, Taylor McClure, and as always, thank you so much for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. Today, I chat with Caroline Desrosiers, who's a spokesperson for Hydro-Québec, all about Hydro-Québec's project to upgrade the electrical system here in the Eastern Townships. Caroline highlights the need for this upgrade here in the region, some of the projects that are currently taking place, and the potential impacts that this upgrade may have on citizens and the environment. Caroline, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with CIDI. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So Caroline, we are here today to talk about the new hydro project that is going to be taking place here in the Eastern Townships. From my understanding, Hydro-Québec will be redoing the electrical grid here in the region. And I just wanted to start off by asking you why Hydro-Québec felt the need to take on this project. Why does it need to be updated exactly?
So a few things. As you probably know, there's a lot of stuff happening in the Eastern Township. So right now, the transmission network is at capacity. So it's a growing an old network that was built in the 1940s. So it is coming to its term. And at the same time, the demand for electricity in the Eastern Township has skyrocketed. So with the economic development, the remote working that's a lot more present than before, and with the electrification of a lot of industries, the demand for electricity in the Eastern Townships and in other regions in Quebec, but specifically in that region, is increasing. So this is why at this moment we do feel the need that we need to modernize, we need to update the transmission network in the entire region. And it's a project that we have started already with the Adamsville substation a few years ago, and we are continuing with a few different projects that some have started and some will come in the next few years. But we're looking at the region as a whole, and over the next 10 or 15 years, we will be updating the entire transmission system in the region in order to be able to serve the community with all the economic development that's happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of people moving to the area as well. So there's lots
exactly.
of pressure. Yeah. And so you mentioned how you're working on a couple projects. And before our interview, you sent one that kind of impacts our communities. The Cleveland Waterloo line is one of the projects, from my understanding. I didn't know if you wanted to maybe highlight some of the projects that will be taking place in the region and what will be changed exactly to meet the electricity needs here in the Eastern Townships.
Yeah, so we're working on two projects at the moment. One is the Bon Secours substation and the Stuckey Bon Secours line that will be linked to it. And that's a project that we restarted a few months ago, and it's going very well. And what's happening with that project at the moment is that we are currently doing environmental assessments and environmental inventories and getting the permit to start construction for this project in 2025 for the line to be in service by 2026. And this project is more in the Orkford region, and that's a project that's going very well. We've discussed it with the communities, and we're still in contact with everyone to make sure that everything is going smoothly there. On another hand, we do have the Cleveland Waterloo line. That is a project that many people are interested in. It's a project that is about 11 kilometers long. So it's a transmission line that will be going through three communities. So Granby, Promont, and Shefford. And this project is instrumental in the modernization of the transmission network in the Eastern Townships to respond to the increased demand. So this one, we're working on it to be in service by 2027. And interesting stuff are going on in that project right now. We're working with the community to take into account the community's concerns, because we do know that landscape preservation is very important in all the regions, but specifically in the beautiful region of the Eastern Township.
Definitely.
So we're working with the citizens that will be close to the line to see what are the best options and the measures that we could put in place for the impact to be as minimal as possible for everyone that could be impacted by this new transmission line. I say new, but it's not. We're reconstructing a line that is existing for it to be more powerful. So we're going to rebuild the Cleveland Water Line in the same right-of-way that the line will be there now. It will be a bigger line, but that's why we're working with the community, with the population around it, to see what are the best measures that we can put in place for minimal impact. For example, we are holding right now a consultation on the type of electric towers that will be used in certain parts of this line, because we do really want to take into consideration the community's concern about preserving the landscape.
Okay. Is this consultation process taking place? Where is it taking place exactly for those who might be interested?
So, online, on our website, if someone types Hydro-Québec Cleveland Waterloo, they will be redirected to the project's main page. And at the top of the page, the consultation is there. And it's taking place right now for the electrical towers.
Okay, great. Just so people have that information, I'm sure there's going to be people who are curious. And I was wondering, you know, you were speaking about being in contact with the community to try to limit the impacts that you have with these projects. So my next question was, if you would be able to highlight some of the potential impacts that these projects may have on citizens. By that, I mean, for example, will some power outages be expected? Do you know some of the impacts these projects may have at the moment?
So when we build a new transmission line, we always need to ensure that the transmission network is available during the construction for people who rely on this line to still have electricity during it. So there are two types of construction when we are rebuilding a transmission line. Sometimes we're building a new line where there's no line before. So what we do is we build a new line and then we connect the people who need to be connected to it. And then we deconstruct the old line. In this case, in the Cleveland Waterloo case, we are rebuilding the line in the same right-of-way. And we are rebuilding it in the same right-of-way because it is the line that's going to have less impact on the population and on the environment. So what we did a lot of studies and figured out that the best trajectory for us would be in the right-of-way. So what we're going to do is we do have a window of time that we can deconstruct and build the line while ensuring the power with our network redundancy. So our network is built so that if power can't get to somewhere by one line, there will always be another way that it can get there because of the way that the network is done. So that's what we're going to use to build this, rebuild this new line. So impact on the population during construction would be minimal because there won't be any interruption of the electrical service during construction.
Okay, so for the Cleveland Waterloo line, it's just like being redirected to other lines basically while the new line's being constructed.
Exactly.
Okay. And, you know, you're mentioning before how preservation of our landscapes here is something that people are very concerned about. And you're absolutely right. I've done a variety of interviews on that subject matter. And so I also wanted to know if you were mentioning how you did evaluate the environmental impacts at one of your sites or you're in the midst of doing so. So I was wondering if you were able to highlight some of the potential environmental impacts that may occur throughout these projects.
Right now, in the Eastern Townships, the transmission network is built on wooden towers. What we're looking at now is it will be built on steel towers, and these steel towers will be larger and taller. So that's what people are going to come to see in the next few years with the new lines that are being built. But we do need to understand that these steel towers are essential to this new network that is essential for supporting the increased demand in the region. So yes, there will be some changes to some landscape, but we will be doing as much as we can to minimize the impacts on the landscape, on the population, and on the environment. Because when choosing a trajectory, we take a lot of elements into consideration. We have a lot of criteria that we take into account. We look at the most sensitive elements. We look at populated areas, the recreational and tourist areas, which we do know there are a lot in the eastern townships, agricultural lands, sugar shacks, bodies of water, wetlands, protected areas. There is a lot of stuff that we need to take into account when choosing where the line is going to be. And often, as in the Cleveland Waterloo project, to run the line along the existing line when possible will be the trajectory with the least impact. And it will be the one with the least impact on the environment because we already have a right-of-way. So in this case, because the line will be more powerful and the towers will be higher, we do need to cut a bit of vegetation, of trees, along the side of the right-of-way because we will be enlarging that right-of-way. But it remains the path with the least impact on all the elements that we've analyzed.
Okay, that's great to know. And those are all the questions that I had for you about the project, Caroline, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to highlight about the projects that I may not have touched on in my questions that you think would be of interest to our community.
No, I think that we did a good overview, and just to ensure everyone that we are working with the communities, with the population, with the municipalities to be able to build this new network to respond to the growth in demand in electricity in the region. So we're doing this to work with the Eastern Township population to be able to support it in the future. So it's exciting project. It's a lot of projects that are coming. We spoke about two today, and I'm sure we will be able to speak about the ones that are coming in the next few years. But a lot of stuff is going on, and it's exciting to see the region develop like that. Yeah. And we, Hydro-Québec, here will be there to support that development.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again, Caroline, for taking the time out of your day. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.